Okay, I want to begin by wishing Mazel Tov to my daughter on the birth of a baby girl this morning, Baruch Hashem. Bez Hashem, my daughter and son-in-law should be Zocha to raise her. L'Torah, L'Ben Torah, L'Chuppah, L'Masim Tovim.
Where does she live?
She lives in Washington Heights. They're in North Shore, though. My wife is there with them. Just happened about a half hour ago, so hot off the presses. So I apologize for the slight delay, but the shiur must go on. So, we're going to start with a piece in Bahar. We have two parashas to Shabbos, Bahar B'Kosai. Sasemis has characteristically a lot to say, but we tried to boil it down to the main statements. So there's a pasuk in Parashas Bahar, a very, very important pasuk, which Sasemis talks about at length. The pasuk is "V'lo sonu ish esachiv." This is the prohibition against verbal abuse. This is Judaism places a tremendous emphasis on the use of the mouth, much more than when we were kids. They told us sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. Judaism believes that words have a very, very sharp power. Sometimes even more. Even more than a physical wound. When you inflict, you take away someone's self-esteem, you take away their worth, you somehow words can be biting. So listen to the words and the words are words of Torah. So listen to the words of the Medrash on this pasuk. Now you don't have the whole Medrash in front of you, so maybe just listen to me read a little bit from this Medrash. The Medrash can be found, let's find it. Kuf Yud Aleph, where is that? So the Medrash talks on this pasuk. You could read it in front of you a little bit from the beginning. The Medrash, Maves v'chayim biyad lashon, that life and death, you see that right there? Here it is. So it goes like this. The Medrash starts from the beginning. V'yedaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai le'amar davar el bnei Yisrael ki savo el aretz, etc. V'shav sa'aretz. Then it goes on to say v'chisim keruvim karlam misecha. If you sell an object, o kedom yad misecha al tonu ishasachiv. You can't afflict one another. Now there's two types of ona'a. There's ona'a b'mamon and ona'a b'dibur. Ona'a b'mamon means overcharging somebody. That's a simple pshat in the pasuk. If you look in the Chumash, right, the Torah talks about ona'as mamon. But ona'a doesn't just mean ona'as mamon, it also means ona'as devarim. Let's take a look at it inside. I think Rashi quotes on that. Let's see for a second. You could find it right in the beginning of Parashas Bahar. On page 368, if you sell something to your friend, o kano, or you're buying something, al tonu ish esachiv. So look at Rashi, al tonu zu onas mamon. That's referring to onas mamon, but there's also something called onas devarim. And it's also learned out from the parasha. So the Medrash says, maves v'chayim biyad halashon. That the life and death is in the hands of the mouth.
Is this related to v'initem et nafshoteicha for Yom Kippur?
No, that's with an ayin. That's with an ayin. It's a different word. This is ona with an aleph. Aleph of no, I don't think so. So the Medrash says like this. Take a look inside what you have. Lios l'shonchem rach elu la'elu. So the Medrash quotes a pasuk of that's the pasuk in Mishle, and Rabbi Asasul Tamidov, again, I'm just reading from the Medrash that you don't have, he brought from them soft tongues and hard tongues. So everyone started choosing the soft tongues, not the hard tongues. I guess, if you eat tongue, so you want the soft tongue. So Rabbi said, that's the lesson. Amalem, du ma tem osim. Look what you're doing, you're all choosing the soft tongues. Kishem sha'atem borim sarakim. This is all a Medrash on this week's parasha. Just like you're choosing the soft tongues and leaving out the hard tongues, kach yeh l'shonchem rach elu elu. You should make sure that your tongues are soft to one another. L'fikach Moshe mazer es Yisrael. Therefore, Moshe warns the Jewish people, v'chisimkru memkar la'misecha, al tonu ish esachiv. Don't Don't overcharge. Now that's talking onas mammon, but it also refers to onas devarim, that a person should never be verbally abusive. There's an iser doraisa in the Torah. There's an iser doraisa in the Torah that a person should not be verbally abusive. Right? I'm sorry, it's actually the next couple of psukim, right? Take a look on 368, right? Yeah. Again, so you have the pasuk and pasuk yudal, you have al tonu, and then in yud zayin on the bottom it says, velo sonu ishes amiso, the same word again. Right? On the top you have al tonu ishes, that's onos mamon. Then, velo sonu ishes amiso on yud zayin, so what does Rashi say? Kan hizer al onos devarim. Look at Rashi. This is talking about onos devarim. Shalo yakne ishes chavero. You shouldn't make fun of somebody or get somebody angry with words by putting him down or making fun of him. Velo yasin etzashin ogenestol. Don't give him bad advice. Lefidakov anasa shal yo. It's something that's good for you but bad for him. Vim tomar mio demes kavati lira. If you'll say, who knows? That's why it says, viareisa melokecha. Hayodea makshavos hu yodea koldav masalulev. Shein makrel misha makshava b'libo. A lot of times Hashem knows what's really in your heart. I don't mean a lot of times. All the times He knows. But a lot of times maybe somebody else wouldn't figure it out. But the Rabbanu Shalom knows your intention in saying something to somebody is for your own benefit and for that person's ill. So you have to be very, very careful. So let's see what the Sfas Emes has to say about this. Dehine, ikar yisron hamedamer mibal chai. The main advantage that man has over an animal, mash yesh lahem tzav sa zeh lazeh ayidei adibor. So we have friends. We have a chevra. And that chevra is created through words. Through words. If we wouldn't be able to speak to each other, it would be very, very hard to create a sense of chevra. K'mo shekasev b'chovos halvavos. V'hu mikoach ha-nefesh. Right, these are from our souls, our spirits, that we could form words because we have something over animals, that we could form words and create a chevra. U'tzrichen lishmor zeh ha-koach shelo yishtana ayidei kochas ha-guf. Fascinating. So we know that speech is that place in the body that is the intersection of the physical and the spiritual, because you use your physical mouth to do it, but you formulate ideas which are part of your spirit, your thinking spirit to formulate those ideas. So says the Sfas Emes, an idea that's found in Maharal a lot also, that you have to be careful that your physical body doesn't contaminate your speech. Because it's easy for your taivas or for your lowliness and base desires or things of that nature or your enmity or your jealousy or other things that are part of your physical desires to mess up your speech. Says the Sfas Emes, when it comes to your soul, everybody's soul comes from the same place. All of our souls are really pure. And all the souls of the Jewish people are really one. We're like one soul. We have different bodies, but in a certain sense, says the Sfas Emes, we all have one soul. It's pure. Now, our bodies affect our different souls. V'lachein, and this is going to be a theme of the week here, Bahar Sinai, Shenasu b'nei Yisrael achtos echad, k'mo shekasav, ki'ish echad b'lev echad, v'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar, ki'ish echad b'lev echad, the Torah says that the Jewish people encamped as one man with one soul, v'kiblu ha-Torah, k'mo shekasav marash gilas Yaakov, uksiv amarti elokim atem, what happened before Har Sinai? How did we all become one? How did we all become one? He says that the power, you see, what separates us? What separates us? What causes fights between people? What causes a lack of achdus? It's the guf. It's our physical body, says the Sfas Emes. Our souls are really all one. Our souls would, if it was just up to the souls, the souls would all get together and be all together as one. But it's because the guf affects the soul and the physical desires and arrogance and bad midos and taivas and gaivas, which comes from our physical natures, that impacts on the spiritual soul. And that means we can't. So at Har Sinai, what happened was, how did we all get back to one? We said, the heck with the bodies. Let's leave out the taivas. Let's leave out the gaiva. And that's how we were able to all become one, because because the souls we focused more on the souls. He's saying that's pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim. Amarti Elokim atem. We became literally like angels that have no gaivas and taivas. He says, and therefore, on Shabbos Kodesh, that the neshama has greater koach over the guf on Shabbos because we get the neshama, you say, Ra. Misachtin b'nei Yisrael ke'echad, like if you say kegavna, if you daven nesuch svard, so you say it's all about the kegavna that we say Friday night is all about the achtos that the Jewish people achieve on Shabbos. That's why Shabbos we all come together in shul and there's larger crowds, and that's why Shabbos is called shalom, right? Wow, listen to this. The Sfasemis writes in his Likutim in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. Hold on, he has it here. Did I quote a few? I don't know if I have a few. Listen to this, very beautiful. You know that the symbolism of the lulav on Sukkot, lulav, esrog, hadas, and rabbis, all four kinds of Jews, right? Jews that have Torah and mitzvahs, Jews Torah no mitzvahs, etc. So the Sfasema suggests that the reason we don't have take the dalad minim on Shabbos is because Shabbos we have the achtos without the dalad minim. That's what he wants to suggest. Fascinating. V'lachim b'Shabbos, this Sfasemis is in his commentary on Sukkot. So that's why Shabbos, we don't have that dalad minim. Ah. Da'anafashos krovim. Shabbos is the Yom HaNeshama. And it's called Shalom. Ah. So he says, U'kamochein be'eretz Yisrael. So too, not only in Zman, when it comes to times, so Shabbos is that time where Jews naturally have achdus, and it's the day of the soul and the spirit, so it's easier to come together. In Eretz Yisrael also, it's a place, in terms of Mokum, it's a place that it's easier for Jews to come together. Because Eretz Yisrael is the land of the soul. Shabbos is the place of the soul. Eretz Yisrael is the land of the soul. Bo el achdus. As the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Goy echad ba'aretz, that in the land we become one nation. It's easier for us to become one nation in that land. Shehazman, that's Shabbos, v'hamakom, that's Eretz Yisrael, v'chein agufos mevatlin ha'achtos, that usually the 6 days a week and all the rest of the lands, they are mevatel, and the separate bodies are mevatel ha'achtos. V'lachein nasan Hashem Yisrael levnei Yisrael mitzvos ba'olam. But olam shana nefesh, therefore we have mitzvos when it comes to time, namely Shabbos, and place, that's olam, is place, namely Eretz Yisrael. And nefesh, that's the mitzvos of onah, of speaking softly, like he's talking, the mitzvos of how to speak to people, sheyuchlu lishar b'b'chinas ha'achdos. All of these mitzvos in the Torah has many, many, many isurim about speech. I think just about Lashon Hara itself, there's 31 Yisurim, maybe 17 positive and 14 negative, something like that. Or it's 17 negative, 14 positive, about speech, right? Negative speech, Lashon Hara, Rechilus, verbal abuse, like we're talking about today. The Torah is so careful because the Achdus is so important. Uksiv, listen to what he says here. V'chei achicha imach. Your brother shall live with you. We don't believe this. We don't believe this. Because we're rationalists. It's very hard for us to believe this. We don't believe how saying something nice to somebody, saying a good morning, giving a greeting, giving a person a smile, we don't believe how this literally gives people life. Now, in schools, in high school, I mean, No, believe me, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. But I'm saying, it's a nice, cute idea, but really you say good morning to the guy at work every morning, you say good morning to the secretary every single morning, the same thing, you walk into the office, really it's going to give a person, really it makes a difference in a person's day? You see with the kids walk around stressed out and down, and I have no friends, and nobody likes me, and I get bullied and this, and you walk into school, and there's people who literally say hello, give a greeting, and mamish gives people life. Uksiv, and he says, that's a pshat. V'chei achicha imach. Ki b'koach adam li'tin chiyos gam l'chaveiro. Tichsiv, Vayipach va'apov nishmas chayim, kemo mayim chayim, ha'neshama devuka b'mokar ha'chayim. So we're just saying, if the neshama is the place that where the speech emanates from, and Hashem breathed into Adam nishmas chayim, so you see the neshama is the root of life. So if you, with your words, can pick up somebody else's soul, can connect to somebody else's soul, you can literally give another person life. Vayi Adam nefesh chaya, hu hisrabas vispashtus hachios. Sheha'adam kli lishov zehachios. Rak shehaguf lo yisarev bezeh. As long as you leave the guf out of it. So when two souls connect, when people connect with words, I didn't do anything for you. I just spoke things in my mind, ideas that I have in my spiritual side. I said hello to you. I greeted you. I said something nice to you. I built you up. I used words to create an attraction, a bond, a devek between us. That literally gives people life. It gives people life. That's called connecting. And he's going to say that's the avod of Sfiras Omer before Matan Torah, because we have to work on the Achdus. We have to work on Vayichan Sham Yisrael in order to get the Torah. It's going to be the next piece. Give me a second. Rak Shaguf Vizeh Haremez Lo Guf Tov Shtika. Oh, so the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, one of the rabbis said, I forgot already who said it, Mishnah Aleph Avos Perak Aleph Mishnah Yud Zayin, the bet Velo Matzasi La Guf Tov Mishtika. For the guf, the best thing is to be quiet. But for the neshama, the best thing is to speak. When you speak, leave your guf out of it. That's what he wants to pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. V'lo matzasi la guf tov mishtika. The best thing for my guf is quiet. What does that mean? When I use my power of words, my power of speech, leave the guf out of it. Leave the gaivas and the kinnas and the taivas. Leave all that out of it. Don't speak negative. Speak to people. Don't be jealous of people. Don't. So the guf, sheyeikar adibur b'koch haneshama kamoshe kasavnu l'el. So point number one, onas devarim, the Torah places a tremendous emphasis. But he says much deeper that the power of words, literally, that's what the Medrash says, hachayim v'hamaves b'yad aloshon. You can give people life or take away people's life, cut down people's self-esteem. And the key is not letting your guf. And he's going to say, let's take a look at the next piece where he talks about especially that Hashem only gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. We're about to have Shavuos in a couple of weeks. We'll take a poll if people want to shear next week. We'll see. There's no Parsha. There is a Parsha.
Yes,
so people can come to shear next Friday morning. People are in, right? Okay, so B'lin Adar, hopefully maybe we'll be able to have a shear next Friday morning. B'lin Adar, hopefully we'll have a shear next Friday morning. Who has a bris?
I said, you don't have a bris.
I don't have a bris. Right, that would have been a challenge. If it would have been a boy, we probably would not have had shir. You have all been invited. You all have been non-invited to come to the bris, right? You're not supposed to invite people, but I would tell you about the bris. Okay. Yeah. So, let's continue. Oh, now the next medrash on the same idea, but just elaborates on it a little bit, and then we got to run to Bukh Kosai. Here we go. The medrash. Mavis v'chaim b'yad loshem. Make sure your speech is soft. Make sure your speech is soft. That's what the Medrash says. Just like people like soft tongue and not hard tongue. Right? Nowadays, I don't know, they don't serve tongue that much anymore. I don't see people serving it. Oh, they do? Yeah. Maybe in my circles they don't. Okay, whatever. They do. So, right. Rach Eilu. Lefikach. Moshe Mazal Tonu. Ha'inyan hu. Kimamer Chazal. Listen to this. I never heard this pshat before. This is the Sfas Emes is pshat in the world famous words, "Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol batora." Right, that's the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva. So he has a new twist on this. "Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol batora." You needed vayichan sham Yisrael. You needed achdus before Kabbalah Torah. Hashem wouldn't give the Torah until the Jewish people came together by achdus, until they learned how to speak to each other. Hashem wouldn't give the Torah. The Medrash says all the time in the desert, they're fighting. They come to Midbar Sinai as the first time they're all getting along. So it says the Sasem, it's Nupshat. V'ahavta l'orecha kamocha, ze klal gadol batora. If you don't love your friend as yourself, you're never going to get the Torah. V'ahavta l'orecha kamocha, ze klal gadol batora. In order to get the Torah, you have to have achdus first. Oh, beautiful pshat. Shatora nitna leklal bnei Yisrael shahayu ba'achdus. Kama shalaz v'yichan sham Yisrael perish Rashi b'leiv echad. V'zehu kochan shal bnei Yisrael. This is the big koach that Klal Yisrael has. Ki zechus ha'avos heim l'sakin ha'gimel amudim she'olam omir aleim. V'leigbar ha'gimel ha'veirus she'tzrichim l'mzirus nevim she'olam avodazar yilarai shrichas dabim. M'zeh ne'mar v'parashios ha'kodmin. He says all the previous parashios we're going back to Tafresh Memalf. All the previous parashios, namely, right, Kedoshim, Achrimos and Kedoshim, Shvichas Damim was in Kedoshim, Lo Samal Adam Reyecha, Al Tifnei Wal Ha'alilim, Avodah Zarah, that was the previous parashios. So he says that the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, each of them built one of the three foundations of the world. Because it says in Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Al HaTorah, Al HaAvoda, Val Gemilas Chasadim. Avram Avinu established Gemilas Chasadim. Yitzchak Avinu was into prayer, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Vasadim. He established Avoda. And Yaakov was Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. He established Torah. So Avram was Chesed, Gemilas Chasadim. Yitzchak was Avoda. He was into prayer. And Yaakov was into learning, Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. So Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim were the three Avos. And he says each of these three was also to get rid of the three cardinal sins. Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Dam. How does that work? So the Maharal, in his commentary, Pirkei Avos explains, Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Tefillah, and Shvichas Damim is the opposite of Gemilas Chasadim. So, and he claims that Gilui Arayos is the opposite of Torah. Why? Because Torah is pure Seichel, and Gilui Arayos is pure Taiva, pure Guf. Torah is pure Neshama, Gilui Arayos is pure Guf. So anyway, his point is, V'yadua, Ki Chet Lashon Hara Shakol Neged Kulam. He says the sins of speech are worse than all of them in a certain respect. V'hepech zeh, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, zeh ha'amud zachu b'nei Yisrael ba'atzman, u'v'zeh ha'koach niskarvu la'atorah. So it's just through achdus, v'yichan sham Yisrael, speaking nicely, we were zochet to the whole foundation of the whole world, and that is Torah. He says, this parsha of Bahar, that's about speech. Ki mitzvah hashmita hu lavo ela achtos. What's the very first mitzvah in the parsha? Bahar Sinai Amar? Shmita. Says the Sfas Emes, what's the goal of shmita? The goal of shmita is achtos. That the rich man and the poor man are equal in shmita. Shemitah, nobody's rich and nobody's poor. Everybody has the same opportunities. You're not allowed to make money. You're not allowed to work the field. Lefi ha-pashat, the simple pshat, she-yad ha-shirim v'aniyim, shaveh b'shemitah. U'levad ze ikar ha-minyonim she-b'torah. You know what he says so beautifully? Listen to this. This is a beautiful pshat. Shemitah and v'yovlos. I think I said this last week a little bit about this, right? You know, we come to shul, we daven ma'ariv in shul. Tonight is the 30th night of the Omer, the 31st night of the Omer. I mean, very nice. We're all. Do you know what Sfas Emes says? You know, one of the ideas here is, let's get all of Klal Yisrael on the same page. This is like a unifying thing. We're all counting. Look what he says. Ikar ha-minyonim shebatorah, shmitim v'yovlos, heim b'chinas ha'achas, shehasvira v'ha-minyon ma'ached ha-mispar. Counting brings everybody on the same page, you know, like Daf Yomi, you know, what Daf are you up to? What night are you up to? We're all counting. We're all on a count. We're all on the same page. We're on the same night. We're all counting the same number. V'chein sviras ha'omer, shehi hakdama l'kabolas ha'torah. And he says, similarly, sviras ha'omer is a preparation for kabolas ha'torah. Uve Medrash Vayikra, we'll do this part a little quickly. he mamish runs all over the world with this, but we got to get to the end here. Over Medrash Vayikra, right? We've quoted this Medrash many times in this year over the last 13 years. Gibori Koch Oseh Devaro B'Shomri Shvias Hakatz Medaber L'Shmo B'Kol Devaro Shmita is the preparation of Har Sinai. V'Zeh Smichas Ah Ma Inyan Shmita La Har Sinai. Right, that's the beginning of the Pasha. V'Adaber Hashem Moshe B'Har Sinai Leimor Shmita. What's the connection? Everyone asks Ma Inyan Shmita La Har Sinai. What's the connection of Shmita La Har Sinai? Says the Sfasem is beautiful. What's the connection? What's the whole goal of Shmita? Achdus. You couldn't have had Achdus without Har Sinai. I'm sorry. You couldn't have had Har Sinai without Achdus. So you got to get together. This coming together is not only important, as we spoke about Achayim Amavas Piyata Lashon, that speech is the language of the soul, and we have to purify our speech to give people life, but speech is also that which brings a person to Har Sinai. That's Lishma B'Kol Devaro. We're only going to get the Kol Yaakov, we're only going to get the Torah if we are Ba'achtus. That's a very important sentence. It's through Achdus that the Jewish people are awakened to be able to get the Torah. That's why we have Sfiras HaOmer before Shavuos. Because this time when Rabbi Kiva's students died when trying to work on repairing the Bein Adam L'Chavero, that's to prepare for Shavuos. V'atorim yuchedes l'bnei Yisrael. V'hi eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. V'zeo l'shmoa b'kol devaro, k'dekseva kol Yaakov. Avo mikodem tzrichim l'sakin ha-maisim, v'zeo osei devaro, l'hatus kol ha-maisim l'hanagas ha-bori yisparach. V'mokom hazeh yesh ta'arovos, sh'tzrichim l'vayar. In the world of action, there's a lot of bad mixed in that we have to try to purify and choose the good. V'al zeh ne'mar moves v'chayim b'yad lashon. When it comes to the hands of your speech, so there's life and death, because the hands represent the actions, the Yadayim Yidei Esav. Hakol Kol Yaakov, but Yadayim Yidei Esav. So he says, when it comes to the hands, the actions of speech, we can do bad, we can do good. Shebezeh yesh shlita li Yidei Esav. Lachei nilchamu b'nei Yisrael and Amalek. Kodan kaval zatorah. That's why we had to fight with Amalek before we got the Torah, because we had to purify our neshamos. The ha'etza l'sakin ha'asiya hi ayidei ha'achdus. We have to only try to speak positively and speak positive things. And he quotes this in the notes here, quote from the Sefer Torah Or. We say in davening every day, I know that I don't pay enough attention to the sentence. We say, Barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad be'or panecha. Barchenu Hashem, bless us kulanu ke'echad, as one, be'or panecha, with the light of your face. Ki be'or panecha nasat alanu shalakenu Torah Schayim ve'avas Chesed, because it's through the light of your countenance, Rabbon Shalom. Once we're blessed ke'echad, that's when you give us Torah Schayim ve'avas Chesed. That it's through our ke'echad, it's through our being ba'achdus, that Hashem decided to give us the Torah. Now we're only going to have time probably for one vart from B'chukosai. But listen to, so again, the idea that the Sfasemis is stressing is the importance for all of Klal Yisrael to be ba'achdus, to always be saying nice things, to be careful about verbal abuse, onas devarim. And this is metaphysically what the glue that keeps the Jewish people together that allows us to receive the Torah. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, zeh klal gadol ba'Torah. This is a prerequisite for being mekabel Torah, for being part of the Jewish people. And let's close with two final ideas. I'm first going to skip. If I have more time, I'll do the second one. Let's skip one piece to the middle of page 2. And Vayikra Parzuch Bechukosai Tafresh Nunhei. This is, and by the way, this and the next piece really are the same. They're the same piece. Listen to what he says here. And the Kedushas Levi at the end, and the Sfasemis at the end from, it's all the same idea. Let's see what he says. Im Bechukosai Telechu, Isa Betoras Konim, says in the Medrash, says in the Medrash, Isa b'toras karnim. Says in the Medrash, give me 1 second, please. Tafresh nun hey. Hamako misave sheyi Yisrael amel matar. Interesting. The chenkas of lu ami shomei ali Yisrael b'drachai ali. So it's interesting. If you just read the Chumash the simple way, what does this Chumash start? Im b'chukosai te lechu. If you choose, make the right decisions, so then it'll be good for you. The rain will fall, and the fruit will sprout, and life will be great. If you decide to do bad, so then bad stuff's going to happen. Right? So it sounds like it's all up to us, right? We have a choice. It almost sounds like, says the Medrash, it almost sounds like God doesn't really care which way we choose. If you go like this, it's like this. If you go like that, it's like that. Says the Medrash, no, the word im b'chukosai telechu. It's like the Rebbeinu Shlom is begging us. This is the side that he wants us to take. But he says something much, much deeper than that. It says im by the other side also. Look what he says. Hamako misaved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiva. Sheyi Yisrael amelim batora. The kakas of lu ami shomei ali Yisrael b'drachai aleichu. V'dorish im lashon bakasha. V'ha'inyan. Damafarshim hikshu al shenichtav schar ba'olam hazeh. V'lo yikara schar da'olam haba. The famous kasha which we've spoken around this year many times. Why does the Torah say if you listen to my Torah, I'm going to have the rain fall and you have a lot of fruit and you have a lot of material blessings? Don't we know that the real reward for mitzvahs is in the next world? A, why is the Torah not mention the reward in the next world? B, why is the Torah, yes, mention only the reward in this world? Is that really what it's all about? Why should you keep the Torah so I should be rich and fat and have a lot of food and fancy cars and big houses? That's why you should keep the mitzvahs? That's what it's all about? That's what life's about? Having a lot of food? Having 7-course meals? Says the Sfas Emes, Ochein Nireh, it appears to me, Dibemes Kol Mashinem Bat Torah Hu Limud L'Bnei Yisrael. Everything it says in the Torah is there to teach us something. Shal Shem Zenikra Torah. Why is the Torah called the Torah? Why is Torah called the Torah? Because every word, every letter in the Torah is there to teach us something. Torah is from the language of Moreh, Hora'ah. Moreh means a teacher. Uschar hazeh shenichta v'tor hu gam kein mitzvah. Took me a while to figure out what he was referring to with this. But lucky for you, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out. Now I understand what he's talking about. And lucky for me. Schar hazeh shenichta v'tor hu gam kein mitzvah. He says, the fact that the Torah writes the reward, that you're going to have it good in this world if you do mitzvos, that's also there to teach us something. That's also a mitzvah. That's also part of Torah. That's also there to teach us a lesson. What's that? Shekein ritzono yisparach shmo lios ami shomei ali umitzur devash aspiyaka. That's the end of those psukim. Lu ami shomei ali yisparach medar. It goes up, vayachileo mechel of chitatz the shir shel yom of Thursday. That's why those words sound familiar to you. Lu ami shomei ali yisparach medar. It's in the shir shel yom of Thursday. And of course, the last words we all know. Yeah, that we remember from Thursday. But lu ami shomei li yisrael b'drachei aleichu, that part of it we don't necessarily remember 100 all the time. So what's he saying over here? Hashem wants to do good for us. He wants to give us food and fancy cars and big houses and all the great things of this world. He wants to give us the pleasures of this world. So that's also a mitzvah. It's also part of Torah. In other words, Hashem knows that if we do the mitzvahs, He's going to have a good excuse to make life good for us, even on this world also. Of course the reward is really in the next world, but the Torah writes the reward in this world because the Torah wants to teach us how much Hashem wants to do good to us. How much Hashem wants to give us blessings. Because Hashem is a merachim. He's a merachim. He's a meitiv. He's a do-gooder. He wants to do good for us. And that's part of Torah. So he's asking us, please do the mitzvah so I have a good excuse to give you good. Not that that's the reward. V'chein perish ha-mishnah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is itself a mitzvah. What does that mean? It means that the Sfasama seems to be saying like this. Yes, there's a reward in the next world, the reward in this world. But the reason why the reward in this world is written in the Torah is to teach us how much Hashem wants to give us that reward in this world. Because that's part of Torah. It's there to teach us something. It's there to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do this. That's part of the mitzvah also. Part of the mitzvah is, part of the commandment, not that we're supposed to do it to get this benefit. No. The benefit is written in the Torah. Not that we're supposed to do it because the physical desires, that's what this world is all about. Chas v'shalom. It's there to teach us that that's what Hashem wants for us. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward for a mitzvah is also part of what the Torah is trying to teach us. The reward is trying to teach us how much Hashem wants to make our lives good in this world. That's why it's written in the Torah, to teach us that this is part of the way Hashem runs the world. He wants to do good for us. Shemali shiratzoni yisparach basiyas ha-mitzvah o b'ma shiratzoni yisparach lahasbi'enu mituvo. It's all the same thing. Hashem wants us to do mitzvos, so that's part of Torah. And Hashem wants to give us all good in the world. That's also part of Torah. Hello, Adarabba. Ze tachlis ritzoni yisparach. That's the whole point of his ratzon. Uvameh Hashem misaglin maisim tovim ad shakadosh baruch hu nosein es brachaso. Ze haschar atzmo mitzvah. This that Hashem conditioned the receiving of good on us doing maisa mitzvah, that schar itself is a mitzvah. Oh. Hashem gave us the mitzvahs that through the mitzvahs we become kelim to receive all of Hashem's blessing. That's ikar mitzvahs hamelech. That's also part of the mitzvah. V'chein perish schar aveira aveira. Kimovad guf aveira. It's bad enough that you did the aveira, but the schar aveira is also an aveira, meaning Hashem now can't do good for us. The fact that He can't give us good, that itself is an aveira too, because that also goes against the will of Hashem. Because Hashem, not only does He want us to do the mitzvos and not aveiros, but He also gets upset that He can't give us the reward. That's another aveira. It's two aveiras. Every aveira has two aveiras in it. Number one, you violated the will of Hashem. Number two, you didn't let Hashem do good for you. Gam ha'onesh ha'mahapchem ha'rasham midas rachmanuso l'midas adin. That we turn over Hashem's midas rachmanus l'midas adin. Ze atzma aveira od biyoser. That's even worse. Hashem is not as upset about the fact that we violated His word as the fact that He can't now do good for us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv. K'moshe kasav. V'zeh in Amram, that's why it says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Heve kavodim ha-misham shen esarav, shelo almanas l'kavah pras, ki aschar atzmo tzrichim l'kavah l'shmo yisparach. When we get the reward, if a person Hashem does good for him and He gives him material benefits, so you're not supposed to do the mitzvos so that you get material benefits. No! You're supposed to do the mitzvos so that Hashem has the joy to be able to give us the material benefits. Wow! Mind blown! You're not supposed to do the mitzvos so that you're able to have a 7-course meal, but you're supposed to do the mitzvos so that Hashem has joy that He's able to give you a 7-course meal. Wow. It's a big level. It sounds like it's a slight nuance, but it's a world of difference. It's a world of difference. You hear what he's saying here? Well, this aneg biyoser mizeh shenaser etzono shuhetiv lakol shezer etzono yispar bozeh atzadik mesamech biyoser miguf hatova shemargish banaso. Wow! Mind blown! That was the Madrig of Avram. Eschol God of Avarech v'elech Avram kasher diber Hashem. Hashem promised him all these promises. What do you mean? Avram did Amanas Kapras? No, Adar Abizah perish. Shalach kasher diber elav. Yeshav etzel l'kayim to Hashem alichazik yivuschara akol asas v'tzoni yisparach. And that's an Evan Emon. Says this for Adam's last line. Ulekach nichtav zeh aschar b'Torah. That's why this reward in this world was written in the Torah. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mitzavenu lasos zos Shenizka lekabel eila brachos. Hashem is commanding us to do these things so that we should be zocha to get these brachos. And that's not the end. The end is that the will of Hashem will be fulfilled, that He was able to give us good. Wow. So anyway, Rabosa, we learned a couple of lessons. There's more. You got to do the other piece for homework, but there's much more to talk about here. But the major lessons, speech, positive speech, working on positive speech is what's going to make us ro'i on Shavuos night, to be mekabel the Torah. That's the whole foundation of all. He said, Avodah Zorah Gilei Rashvi Chazdam, that was the last parashas. But speech is like even more, can even be worse than all three of them. Unbelievable. So you have to really work on the speech. This Shabbos, Al Tonu Onas Tavarim, Lo Soma Isha Sachir V'Yoresim Yelkech, Hashem knows what our thoughts are with His speech. Achlis V'Ahavtal Reach Kamocha Zek Klav Gola Batorah, it's a prerequisite. And we also learned that Im B'Chukosai Teilechu V'Nasati Gishmeichem Be'itam, that's part of Torah also. And we're supposed to do mitzvahs not to get our own physical benefit, but so that Hashem should be able to do what He naturally wants to do. Hashem naturally wants to do good for us. He wants to give us. May it be the will of Hashem that Itaka continues to shower His blessings upon all of us, upon all of our families. May we be zochet to experience a year and a lifetime filled with Imbuch Gosai Teilechu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Jerry.